Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke! Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Doesn't it taste good? Welcome back, everybody.
That's Brian.
Welcome back to me. I'm Brian.
Welcome
to Dueling Tangents. I'm Brian. That's Luke. That's Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. So I guess we've completed the set. Congratulations, us. We are now live. You're in Madison. I'm in Waukesha, as usual. We're broadcasting to you on 1580 AM as well as 92.7 FM and Devil Radio in the Madison area. And we're also in Waukesha on 540 AM and 101 FM, The Shaw. Broadcasting live out of the Waukesha studios.
Yes.
In Waukesha, Wisconsin. In the southern swath of Wisconsin. You can always check us out on the Devil Radio app, available where fine apps are downloaded.
Yeah. And I'm holding down the fort here in the Solidarity Realty studios on the near west side of Madison.
I'm holding on to consciousness over here.
So we're all holding on to something. It's fantastic.
It's very important.
It's a Tangent Tuesday, so I'm so glad to have you back on the airwaves with me, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's exciting because it's, again, one of those instances where it doesn't feel like a Tuesday, so because you like to mess with my consciousness sometimes, I have to reiterate myself. I was in a Zoom meeting earlier today, and I caught myself just saying, it's Tuesday, because I had to reassure myself, Brian.
I've had to reassure myself that I am awake.
There you go.
I'm in definitely what they might call a fog.
Just a little bit of a fog, but understandably so, Brian, because you know you've got your procedure coming up later this week.
Oh my, I have been waiting for this procedure. We've been trying to figure out what's wrong with me for over a year now,
mm-hmm.
and it turns out we figured it out, and I get to have a procedure on Thursday, and that procedure is going to be awesome. The prep for it, though,
may kill
everybody else around me. I'll be fine.
Yeah, apparently, you keep sipping on your tea. You told me that you've got your meat tea, and that's important. So
they put me on a liquid diet.
Yep.
And I have to stop smoking marijuana for the 2 days prior. 3 days liquid diet, 2 days no marijuana, two and a half really, probably three. I've done these things before. I can do these things.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's just doing them all at the same time is a little tough, right? Because I don't know if you've done all of that at once.
Back in the early 2000s, I did the lemonade diet. I don't know if you're familiar with this. You take fresh squeezed lemon juice, mix it with water and cayenne pepper, as well as grade B maple syrup, and that is your sustenance for the 10-day period.
What?
You flush yourself
for 10 days?
10 days, you drink just that.
Why is it grade B maple syrup?
Because it's unrefined.
Oh, okay.
And it's not as processed, just a little bit more straight from the tree to you. But the idea is to get the nutrients, and then you do a salt water flush once a day, and it's a cleanse. I'm not saying it's the most healthy thing, and I've been told it's probably not, but I did it is the point, is I made it 10 days without having food, but I also had my other vice, which was weed. Together, it's not necessarily the most wonderful thing. And as far as, I get it. I probably smoke way too much marijuana for any rightful human being to have. I totally understand that. But let's not forget that I also have used this. I've been battling depression since I was born. I've had depression. I just am a depressed guy, and that's the thing. I'm glad that I recognized it and I'm moving on with it, but I've tried every single possible mutation of drugs, and those take a long time to work. I went back and forth with a lot of things, and really the only thing that actually made any of a difference was marijuana for me. And unfortunately, it's not prescribed, so I just basically self-prescribe, and I found that actually works best, and I've become a better functioning human being and a better person in general because of it. Now, I'm not saying it's for everybody, nor am I saying that it's really great that I'm doing it, willy-nilly, and yes, I definitely do it for recreational purposes, too. I'm telling you right now that the reason I have to stop weed is because my doctor and a lot of the doctors that are out there don't have any information on marijuana.
Right.
So they just cut it out of the equation.
The research is not known whether or not it would affect your procedure later this week. And so
exactly.
Rather than
now,
take the chances, they just tell you to cut it out.
Which I appreciate. And again, I'm not railing against, I will do this, I have no problem, I'll move on. I'm a big boy, I can do that. I'm just upset that literally I am affected now because of the ambition and blind racism of Richard Nixon.
Mm-hmm. 50 years of this policy of federally listing it as a class one narcotic, right?
Because that means people can't, it's a schedule one narcotic, and people cannot research it.
Right.
You can't research it as well.
Any federal guidelines can't go in towards researching it to see how it actually would affect the procedure.
Most of the marijuana research that has been done outside of this country, actually in Tel Aviv, actually is one of the biggest cannabis research facilities out there. But there's no, it's not concrete medical information is the point. You know, so at best, for the medical community to go and accept something as medical fact, you have to do. There's a lot of peer review and things. And when you're limited in research because of it, you know, it screws over a lot of people who actually are affected by that type of thing. And it bothers me that because of somebody's political ambition, because you can't lock away all the black people and you can't lock away all the hippies, but they all smoke weed, so you. You can lock him away for smoking weed. That's pretty much the only reason that happened.
Yeah. And I think that's an excellent segue. I'm glad to have you on the air with me today, buddy. I'm glad that you're joining me. And folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That is Brian. You can join the show at any time, 844-967-2789. But kind of speaking about history of the nation, Brian, that kind of gets glossed over.
Sure.
It's just accepted that marijuana is illegal, but you know you don't necessarily talk about the reasons why it got federally listed that way.
You'll have people that will go and talk about the evils of marijuana to the death because of all the ridiculous propaganda around it. And you and I both know that it's not as hard. We don't have to de-evil marijuana. We can just... But the whole point of it is that the whole reason why it's illegal is because you can't lock up people for being black and you can't lock up people for being hippies, but you can lock them up for smoking weed. So that's why they made it that much of a problem. And because of political ambition, and this isn't the only thing. There's several other policies.
Oh, yes.
Almost half the policies of the United States are like this.
Yes. Well, there's many, many, many.
The criminal ways, especially ones that affect, I don't know, the people of color. Let's go there.
Correct. And so one of the stories we were going to, you and I had prepped for briefly yesterday when we had hopes to do a show together.
I was running around drinking my apple juice while driving.
Yes, and while improving the signals, which we appreciate, especially for the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. I was grateful because Gableman kind of had some news stories. We got a Fred Prent update. There was a PFAS lawsuit. So there was plenty of news for me to cover
yesterday. What a bunch of turds.
So I got to save this piece for you and I to discuss on the airwaves together today. And it's over at the Milwaukee Independent, posted by Reggie Jackson. And Brian, the headline is pretty much all you had to share with me to get me hooked to being like, yes, let's talk about this. Because the headline is, Dear America, we have heard your whitewashed version of history. It is time you hear the truth. And so this is an excellent piece by Reggie Jackson at the Milwaukee Independent. And Brian, it goes kind of into almost what you've hinted at for that Richard Nixon past of marijuana illegalization, criminalization of marijuana. But it goes more as well and tangentially goes into the headlines that we've been experiencing here in Wisconsin with Republican state lawmakers passing bills that would quote unquote ban CRT, critical race theory, here in the state of Wisconsin.
And they all love to talk about critical race theory. Yes. And when you get down to it, when you really get down to and ask enough questions down to the bottom of it, they just don't want their kids to feel bad about things.
Right. And the piece starts off with a quote from Reggie Jackson. And the quote is, truth-telling is not the cause of the divisions in the country. A refusal to accept the truth is the cause.
Yes.
And I think that quote really well sums up the piece that we're about to dive into here from Reggie Jackson at the Milwaukee Independent. But Brian, it's pretty crazy to think that there there is a belief that there is some kind of boogeyman out there of critical race theory. This graduate level theory that has been now grasped by the right to say that there needs to be an overhaul, because it's not just critical race theory. They're taking it as far as they need to completely overhaul the public school institutions here in the state of Wisconsin now on the grounds of this, because they're not only just suggesting banning critical race theory, they're suggesting expanding voucher programs for the privatization of education.
That's what it is. They don't actually care about critical race theory. They care about the privatization of schools.
And they go one step further, even dismantling the largest public school district in the state, dismantling Milwaukee Public Schools and breaking it up into many different smaller districts so that they can, again, like you said, take those steps towards privatization. And so Reggie Jackson says, "We have been exposed to teaching that has made us feel discomfort, guilt, anguish, and psychological distress on account of race, color, sex, and many other things for all of American history, and it has not killed us. It has made us demand truth be taught. It has led to social movements that have made America what it is today. The pain and anguish of the distorted history we've been taught made us stronger." And so, Brian, we're going to go into this piece pretty heavily here in this next segment. And I got a couple of other headlines that I want to be able to jump into off of what Reggie Jackson is talking about from the Milwaukee Independent in this piece as well. But I know this is some heavy reading aloud for a Tuesday afternoon, but we're also taking some tangents. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I got my buddy Brian back in the driver's seat this afternoon with me.
Well, I feel like I'm riding shotgun, or at least driving with you in the like a driver's ed driver. You got the brake next to you.
Yeah, and you've got your head out the window, and you're kind of cruising along, sipping your meat tea,
my meat tea going. It's fun.
Exactly. It's gonna be a very interesting day here on Dueling Tangents. We got a number of other headlines. We got a Robin Voss update. As well that we might dive into, and then some news from the Evers administration that we might get to if we got time. But we're taking your calls, texts, and tangents, 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.